Welcome to Music Scene. With me today is one of our favorites, Fran Snyder, the Listening Room Network. Welcome to the stage.
Hey, Nanette, thank you very much.
Well, this is going to be such an interesting show at the Palladium. Tell us a little bit about what is going on. It's a break from your usual listening room, and this is kind of the culmination of your 2025 Palladium Creative Fellowship Award.
Yes, thank you very much. It's for about 10 years, even longer, as I've been promoting, house concerts around the world and growing the Listening Room Network, as a singer-songwriter, I found myself playing less and less and recording less and less. And this year, I decided, I really want to start sharing music again. I'm inspired to start writing again. I'm doing all this stuff. And I thought, hey, one of my favorite formats is this in the round, songwriters in the round type of thing, where you get to experience artists sort of breaking up their routine, right? They're not doing their straight set where they're playing one song after another, but thrown into this stew of music where they have to share the stage with another artist and take in that energy that the other person is taking. And I've seen so many wonderful events like this where, songs just take on a different shade of meaning because of the musical conversation that happens on stage. So it's a wonderful way for me to start playing again more often and supporting some of the best singer-songwriters in this area. So, bringing them in with me.
Well, of course, we have had Dean Johansson in studio, so let's start with him. Tell us a little bit about him.
Dean is like such a unique character, really in a broad sense, but especially in this area. He's been playing the Tampa Bay area for some time, but tours regularly. He's on his way back from festivals in Texas right now. But he has sort of like this gypsy jazz, 30s, 40s, speakeasy type of vibe, really clever songwriting. And, he's one of those artists, especially when you see like sort of younger artists, you get lots and lots and lots of ballads. And he's one of those guys that's just got rhythm and energy all night long. He's just always a joy to see play.
It's so interesting because, of course, that you probably are part of this group. I mean, that they get together and you take a cue and then you go back and work on something. Are you part of that little ensemble that does this kind of, go back and write melodies? Is that something you've done with him?
No, but I'm actually interested in joining that group. I went and saw the Songwriters in the Round event that he did at the
Right, with Richard Dotto and Cassie for the Firefly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right,
so
right.
That was really fun and well organized. I love that. I was going to say, like, our Song Connections concept, that's what we're calling this show, Song Connections. We're breaking this In the Round thing down to its simplest form. So it's just two artists sharing the stage. And so for this event, we'll have two sets with Dean and Madeline playing the first set, and then we'll have a short break, and then the second set will be Michelle Ingram and me playing the rest of the evening.
So let's talk about Madeline. Tell us about her.
Madeline, I saw her play at Seven Seas Music probably a year and a half ago at a wonderful In the Round type of event there. And I've just kind of kept track of her since. I've seen her a couple times since, and she's very young, but she's just getting better all the time. And it's just really fun for me to see people sort of blossom early in their career. And she's definitely a talent to watch.
You also, before we get into something else I want to talk to you about, tell us about Michelle Ingram. And then I want to talk a little bit about your unique point of view about, I almost call you the Shakespeare of music.
that's very sweet. Michelle Ingram is, I think she's from the Dunellen area. Madeline's up from the north as well. They're both north of Tampa. Michelle, I've known for a long time from sort of the folk circuit and house concerts. She used to be in a duo for a long time called the Dalzells. And has since been solo for the past half decade or so. Wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriter. Just very unassuming, And she's one of those people, you know, they open their mouth and your jaw drops because you just can't imagine that voice coming from that tiny person. Big voice, wonderful guitar player, great songwriter, and she's even an excellent conga player. She's done a lot of background percussion for people, but I think people are going to love her.
I think that what is so interesting, and this is really what I want to drill down on, is how folk music and listening music and songwriting have really reemerged as a trend, as an authentic music in an era of AI. Talk to me a little bit about this resurgence of this kind of music.
Well, I think there's some technical aspects to this as well as some cultural aspects to this. I think over the past 20 years, 15, 20 years, ever since like Napster came out, there's been this erosion of the value of recorded music. It's getting cheaper to make, and it's certainly cheaper to buy. Oftentimes, people don't even buy stuff anymore. They just get what they want from Spotify or iTunes or whatever. And so the financials of trying to tour your music with a full band has just gotten harder and harder and harder. You might still do okay on tickets, but the revenue of selling music is really, really challenging. So if you're not on the road constantly, it's really hard to make it as a band. And so that also provides, an opportunity for these singer-songwriters who can, play music, play an instrument and sing at the same time and write material. All of a sudden, you have this edge of, you can still make it work financially. It's not all roses, but there is this path to living off of your creativity that is so much harder to do as a band.
And it is kind of an intimate conversation, as the singer and songwriters, you paired them off, and I love that. And a lot of original music. Tell us, first of all, Fran, about some of the songs you've been writing and what we might hear at this event on the 16th at 3 o'clock at the Palladium.
Well, I'll definitely be doing a handful of older tunes that my friends will they'll get upset if I don't play them. But I'm excited about some of the new stuff I'm writing. I've got one that's kind of a, I don't know, sort of a twisted jazz tune that's just really outside of anything that I've written, and I'm super excited to share that. That'll probably be the first time I play that live.
You have 7 CDs, so of course they would be. People don't realize, because you are the entrepreneur, business, musical businessman, that you've toured 1 million miles and you put out 7 CDs.
But it's been a long time since I've put out a new CD, so it's kind of exciting to be working towards something like that again.
What are some of the songs that you'll be playing from that your fans can't wait to hear?
Oh goodness! If both of my fans are there.
All 122.
There's a couple of favorites. I have a song called "Faster Than Me," which is the retelling of a true story an event that took place at the Special Olympics, where the lead runner fell down and all the other runners stopped and picked him up and helps him to the finish line. It's just this beautiful, touching moment that I just had to put in song, and that connects with a lot of people. I've got a song called "Savannah Waves," which is a tribute to a statue of the Waving Girl in the harbor of Savannah. That's also, I guess, one of the favorites. And then I've got some really silly songs that I like to mix in. I put out a kids' record about 15 years ago, and even though I didn't have kids and I wasn't doing kids shows, I was invited to do music for a pilot of a series, and we just came up with all these wonderful tunes. So I always like to throw in at least one of those for fun.
We love that. And are you all on guitar, or are you on different instruments?
I think for this show, I think everybody's playing guitar.
Which
I'll
and is it all acoustic guitar, some electric guitar? Is it what is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be all acoustic. I always do a song on my ukulele as well, so we'll have at least one different instrument.
Yay for the ukulele. I'm a huge ukulele fan. I love
Awesome.
the fact that folk music, blues music, Americana, I mean, this music is, it's calming, it's gentle, and it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's amazing the ground that you can cover with a simple instrument and a good voice. You can hit every emotion with those two elements, and there's something about it that really really works. And as versatile as a piano can be, there is this rhythmic chukka chukka type of thing. The bending of notes. There are some things about the acoustic guitar that create music that's just slightly more emotional than what you might get from a piano. As beautiful as piano music can be, there's just the bending of notes makes it more like the natural voice. And so, yeah, I've always been a huge fan of the acoustic guitar.
Hence the troubadours. I love that. Do you think that I want to talk about the Palladium Creative Fellowship Award, because not only is this an honor, but it's something special that Paul Wilborn and the Palladium do, and we want to congratulate Paul on getting a $2.5 million to help upgrade the Palladium. So tell me a little bit about what made you apply for the Creative Fellowship Award and what an honor it is to get it.
Yeah, it's we have such a wonderful relationship with the Palladium. They've been hosting our showcase for the Listening Room Festival for, I want to say, at least 12 years. We started back in 2012. We started at the Hideaway, and then that outgrew the Hideaway and had to move it to the Palladium. And then so we went to the Side Door, and then we outgrew that. So now our festival showcase is in the big room at Huff Hall. And Palladium's just been a wonderful partner for us. During COVID, they were super helpful to us and in providing flexibility, trying to figure out what we could do and what we couldn't do. I have nothing but good things to say about them. And I've been to several of their Creative Fellowship shows. The artists that I've seen connected to that program have just been exceptional. So it's a real honor to be part of it. And I simply pitched it, as something new to shine light on mostly local artists, because our festival has been so dedicated to helping artists from beyond to create a foothold in Florida for touring. And so this is my opportunity to kind of embrace the local musicians more. While I get myself out there as well. And also, our plan is for this to be the ticket kickoff for our Listening Room Festival, which is going to be March 15th. So we're gonna be launching the ticket sales for that March show on the event on November 16th for Song Connections.
Well, we always enjoy the Listening Room Network, and you know that you're going to be back on the air with us to talk about that. And here's the thing I have to ask you. It must feel good to get back to your own music, right?
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
I got to tell you, it's been this, for 5, 6 years now, people have been asking me, when are you going to play again? When are you going to play again? And, my mantra for, past 5, 6 years has been like, oh, okay, well, I just got to get through this year, and then next year I'll start playing more. And it's not like I stopped playing, but, I was doing just a handful of shows per year, and certainly not enough locally to build a fan base to help new people discover my music. So this is just the year. I think actually I can thank this fellowship for giving me the extra gas to make this happen. And it's one of those things where leap and the net will appear. As soon as I decided to do this event, a little creative spark sort of lit up in me, and I've started writing more now, and it's a really fun new phase of my life.
Well, folks, if you've just joined us at Music Scene, we have been talking to the one and only Fran Snyder. He's so much more than a musician and entrepreneur. He is really an incredible musician in his own right. You can see him at the Palladium In his new iteration, Four Troubadours, Trading Melodies and Stories in an Unplugged in the Round Exchange, November 16th through 3 p.m., Song Connections promises an afternoon of connection and authenticity. Fran, we thank you so much for joining us. Parting words for our listeners on why they need to get off their couches, turn off the football, and come to see you.
Yeah, my main thing is that what we're bringing to the stage and what you're going to see and hear that night, it's something that AI can't deliver. It's something that your screen cannot deliver. That personal connection is something that's exceedingly valuable. It's something that, you know, some people feel is waning from their life, and this is just a great opportunity to experience some real stuff.
Well, thank you, Fran. This has been Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Join me November 16th at 3 o'clock when Fran Snyder and his friends Madeline, Michelle Ingram, and our very own Dean Johansson are on stage. Thank you, Fran.
Thanks, Nanette. Have a great day.